All right, it's Fairfield County Live and Local. This is John Kamal from 95.9 The Fox. Thank you for tuning in tonight. My guest tonight is, this is a conversation that I've been waiting to have for a long time. So my guest tonight is Will Vega, who I've known for about a decade now. He's, the owner, manager of the Acoustic, formerly the Acoustic Cafe, which at least in the time, in the decade that I've spent in Black Rock and playing music in Southern, Connecticut, has been the central hub. It's my home base. I'm like a bar stool there, or at least I was before I had a kid. And has recently closed down due to coronavirus. So here to talk about the closure and everything that surrounded that, and and possible plans for the future is Will Vega. Will, dude, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
So I mean, just for people who are watching who may not be too familiar, Fox listeners who maybe haven't stopped by the place before.
Sure.
Tell me about the Acoustic. What is the Acoustic? What's it all about?
The Acoustic is a live music venue, a small live music venue, our 150 capacity. We have really great stage, sound, lighting. I'd like to think as good a quality as, some much bigger venues. And we try to offer that into a small, intimate space. That's like kind of like your neighborhood music venue. It's been there for 20 years. We celebrated our 20th birthday party last fall. So almost 21 now. And I have been there for as part owner for 11 of those years. It started, people that know it, it started as a cafe. It used to be, like you said, it was the Acoustic Cafe.
Yeah.
It was half, maybe less than half of the size, a narrow hallway with like low ceilings, and a little stage in the back,
Had that nice couch in the back too.
Had the nice couch. Yeah. Yep. and, if that couch could talk, right?
Oh my God, the stories it would tell.
And over the years it's grown. Any chance we got, expand a little bit, and now, yeah, it's quite a pretty good looking room.
Yeah, man. And how did you, what's your history with that place? Like, when was the first time that you, cause you didn't get in it from the beginning, right?
Well, I was coming here pretty much from the beginning. I grew up in Bridgeport. I went, with the, all my school, middle school, high school, and all that in Bridgeport. And the Acoustic opened in 99, the fall of 99.
Hmm.
Rich Franzino was the original guy that opened it up. And I came here probably 2000 or something like that.
Sure.
And it wasn't a bar. It was like, again, it was just kind of a little cafe with music. And I've been a musician since, since I was a kid or whatever. And, it became kind of a home base gig spot, and through that, I got to know the owner Rich and this bunch of the staff, and it just became like kind of a hangout. I went to school for sound engineering, in New York City at the Institute of Audio Research. And when I was finishing up school, Rich was like, "Oh, I need a sound guy." I'm like, "Great, I need a job." So I started working there amongst other theaters. I worked at FTC and Downtown right. Cabaret and, freelance stuff.
I saw, Will, I'm sorry to cut you off. I see a comment. I can hear you fine, but a comment from one listener says to just turn your mic up or get a little closer to it. I can hear you okay, but...
Yeah, I just cranked it up a little bit. Is that a
little nice.
Better?
I could hear you good before, but it sounds even clearer now. Sorry, continue.
Okay. Cool. But yeah, so I went to school for sound engineering, started working here, was working here, I don't know, maybe 2 years. And it was being sold at that point. And it was sold to this woman. Christine had it for about a year. And then she was selling it after that. And that was at that point myself, Larissa DiLorenzo, who any friend of the room knows.
Of course.
And my other partners, Russ and Amy. Nagy, who I'm still very good friends with. We all kind of, emptied our wallets together and we're like, "Hey, we're looking at the numbers. We think we can run this place."
nice.
And that was 11 years ago. It was 2009.
Right.
2009, we took over.
Really? Oh man, see, because I first started going there the year I graduated college, which was 2010. So you'd barely been in business for a year as the owner when I first started going there.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh
yeah.
Wow, right on, man.
I know sometimes it's kind of a blur. It's like, wait, how long is
that? It's such a blur. It is. Well, you know, I mean, and I remember too. My first time walking in there, just the scene that it created. And, you know, I mean, like, you know, musicians like to abuse the word scene, but it really was something special. I went out, you know, I'd go out on Fairfield Avenue with all my old buddies from high school, 'cause we were all home. We'd all just graduated, and they all wanted to go to these sports bars and everything. And I was like, no, let's go to that live music bar, man. No one ever wanted to go with me. So I'd go in by myself, and the first thing that hooked me to the acoustic was the open mic. Open mic is really, yeah. Right. I mean, yeah. for people who've experienced it, but for people who haven't, it is, it's the open mic in Connecticut. Yeah. I can't think of anything that even comes close. I remember going down there and, you know, seeing Darian and, Darian Cunning. Who's going to be my featured artist this Sunday. So make sure you listen to Fairfield County Live and Local. Like listening to Darian, to you know, Kristen and all the Pocket Hotties people before they, you know, went up there and, what's her name with the violin who sings so very nicely. And, you know, Ada, that's it. And, all of these incredible musicians. And I, as a player, remember thinking, and I know that I'm dominating the conversation, but this is just such an important part, I think, of what made this place so special. I remember thinking, God, I just want to be one of those people. Yeah. I just want to, I don't need to be paid for stuff. I just want to be one of those people that goes up on the stage and makes people feel the way that I feel right now.
So I feel the same way. And that's ultimately what made me, I think we have similar perspectives, just that I got a couple of years on you, but
yeah,
you know,
only a few.
As a musician yourself, David, I see David Weisberg there.
Yeah.
As a musician, you know, I think you and I both recognize this culture that was developing, the scene, as you put it, you know, that was welcoming, but also professional. There was a level of okay, there's some good players here, but it was also a totally approachable, like, no, man, like open mic. I love, because it's like, you'll see some great acts. You'll see some great acts.
But right.
Hey, it's all love. It's like, sign up, man.
I never heard anybody get a hard time for going up there.
Yeah.
Like, never.
Yeah.
Now, maybe if a comedian went up there and like just tried to insult people in the room. But that, other than that, other than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but that was what I did, the thing that I did before we started. Hold on one second. This mic cable is ridiculous, but no, that was one of those things that made it so special, was how welcoming the room was. What do you think it was about? Was it the neighborhood? Was it the staff? What do you think created that atmosphere?
I think it was a combination of all of it. You know, Rich, when he started, you know, it was kind of a unique thing. Certainly. And now it's funny, after all these years, 20 years later, we're pretty spoiled with how much, I mean, not right now, you know, given the whole 19 situation, but that aside, there's so many places to listen to music that we have. We're really spoiled with having a great artistic community here in Fairfield County, and New Haven County as well. This actually, that crossover, I think, is really cool. Tons of venues, right? From small to large, you know?
Yeah.
And so there's just a lot going on here, but when it started, there was not, you know, FTC did not exist. You know, Walrus is now closed, but Walrus wasn't there. You know, just like tons of places that weren't there. This was this little niche kind of thing that he was doing. And again, that we've grown it over the years, but it's a combination of that. Black Rock is such a cool community.
Yeah.
And, you know, I know things like, you know, Black Rock Day and Porch Fest, obviously, are for our community, but they draw people from all over. And I think every time I see and meet people that are like, oh my God, this neighborhood is so cool, you know?
Yeah.
And people that move here for that community, that environment, that atmosphere, you know?
So, right.
Yeah, it's all those things combined, I think, you know.
Well, and I think that so many of those things grew, you know, came up out of the acoustic, out of the atmosphere that was started there. Or I don't know, maybe it's a chicken and an egg scenario. You know what I mean? Like what happened first? Yeah. But it is. There's a warmth and an encouragement of creativity in in the neighborhood at large, but also, I mean, just in the bar. And that was what made a month ago. Just so, I mean, I can't imagine from your perspective, but that was what made a month ago just the one of the most gut wrenching things that's happened since COVID.
As I'm typing that up, I'm like,
right.
the immediate, like, just like so many people reaching out with just little, you know, from short comments to. Yeah. A story that they'd experienced, a time, a photo, just all this stuff was just like overwhelming. Like, oh my God, like, wow. I knew that people loved it and that the community loved it. But when you see it like that, it was just definitely, sort of breathtaking.
Yeah. Well, and I made my wife so angry. I came the last night during that last live stream that you did. I was not supposed to leave the house that night. I got in so much trouble.
I'm going.
You can't stop me. Yeah. But I did. I walked in that. You know, we mentioned Larissa earlier. She was on stage at the time.
Yeah.
And she was, okay. She so rarely performs, at least on that stage anymore.
Yeah.
That I just, you know, I walked in and it was like, I almost forgot. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, that's right. I used to see Larissa here all the time before the renovation, back when the couch was a thing. And, and I made it like 10 steps in. I wasn't even outside of the main little hallway next to the stage before I just started weeping, man. It was brutal.
Yeah, you're there,
and you're just like, oh, John, what's up, man? How's it going? Like, you seemed fine, which is an incredible thing about you.
I was just in go mode.
I bet.
I saved it for afterwards, you know.
I bet. Oh, no, I bet. I bet. Yeah. I bet. And I just, you know, I see all of these comments here about just how it was a second home.
Yeah.
So as of right now, the acoustic as of a month ago was shuttered for good. And now a couple of weeks ago, I hear rumors that might change.
Yeah. Yeah. There's been a lot going on since that post. I kind of anticipated, that something would come of that, you know, as people were going to reach out with interest. And there's been a ton of people with a variety of interests, you know, from, you know, possibly investing, partnering, some changing the business models. We were talking before, but we were actually thinking of selling, partnering with new people before this whole COVID-19 situation. And it wasn't at all because we were going to close, more that we just felt limited as a partnership, financially, resources, time, energy. I'm sort of wearing every hat in the place.
You really are.
Yeah. And I need some help with management and things like that. Normal things that I think are totally, feasible, and things that we can, and if we find the right people and some capital to do it and all this kind of stuff, we can have an even better place, you know, take that place that is a second home that people love and improve it, you know?
Well, and I think Tim here is really, really boiling it down. We've got the better part of 50 people watching. What's the word, man? What's the short term look like?
So right now I was about to move out. I was getting ready to, you know, get some trucks here and move out. Ultimately, just debt growing, you know, you're just sitting on rent and bills and all these things that, you know, you can imagine pile up in the tens of thousands of dollars.
Right.
It's just ridiculous. You're just like, oh, this is fine. Okay. It got to be overwhelming. We're ready to move out, make that post. And one of the things that has saved us for the immediate is School of Rock Fairfield that I also work at.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of you know. Have been coming in here and basically renting the place for their rehearsals.
So I want to just interrupt you real quick. just because I don't want there to be any confusion for people who are watching right now. As of right now, and correct me if I'm wrong, Will, the acoustic is not closed for good.
Oh,
and the acoustic shall live on.
I see. Yes. You're like,
the acoustic lives.
It lives.
There we go.
it's like dismembered and, you know,
right.
It's on life support.
It's on life support.
Exactly. But so School of Rock has rented the place for a while, which is just buying us some time.
Because
I don't know how long they're going to be doing that, but it's certainly going to allow us to throw some more events, live streams,
right.
Looking at doing live streams with like limited audience. Like I'll sell tickets, you know, you could do like half of your capacity, you know, which is half of my seated capacity, by the way, not my.
Yeah, not your standing room capacity, so which, like, by the way, you said 150 before. I was like, that's lies right there.
That's the full.
I've seen that. Yeah.
That's the full. Anyway, so, you know, thinking of doing live streams with, like, you know, VIP ticket holders or whatever.
Yes.
Even looking at doing some events in the parking lot where, you know, everybody's doing these outdoor patios, and Totog, our neighbors, as well as ourselves, should hopefully have a patio back there in the very near future.
Yeah.
And nothing too crazy. Got to keep it simple, but, you know, throw a band back there. You know, maybe somebody like, I don't know, Tracy Joe and the Toad.
Who knows?
Something like
who
that.
Who knows?
You know,
someone like that.
just, you know, off the top of my head. And I actually, I'm going to make a post on social media. I figured I'd let this be the, you know, kind of exclusive story.
I appreciate that.
And, you know, I'll be reaching. I've already begun to reach out to some bands and things like that. And so in the very near, so look out in the future, we'll be scheduling events, you know, very, very soon.
Great.
Great. Whether it's inside, outside, whatever, you know.
I mean, you know, and thank you for the shameless plug, by the way. You know, I heard that you know Tracy texted me and she was like, you know, Will reached out to me, and I was like, no way. Is it still alive? Are we still gonna do things? So this is just such incredible news. And you know, I didn't know it for sure really until we talked, you know, just now before we went live.
Yeah.
And I mean, dude, it's such a much needed. I mean, there's so much that's more important that's going on in the world. But you know what? Like right now, we got to focus on just on local community. And this is such a huge win for our community, music community and just Black Rock in general.
And if there's anything I could see, you know, from the live streams that we had done, is just how appreciative and so many people have donated and just been really generous. And I think it's just shown, you know, people are at home, they're frustrated, everybody's dealing with this around the world, and people are just I feel like are really grateful for it. And so wherever we can contribute to that and make people, you know, feel good and have a good time at whatever capacity, and of course abiding by, you know, all the guidelines, distancing, you know, sanitizing, all the things to keep people safe. We certainly don't want to put anybody at risk or anything like that. You know, I think it's just a win if we can all just have a good time, listen to some music, dance around a little bit, you know.
I mean, dude, it's a total win. And my audio is going to sound weird until this mic reboots, by the way, but it's a complete win.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, you should see what's happening right now in the comments section.
Yeah.
And just what this means for people, what this means for the community, and what this means for, you know, for everyone. So what's the next step? So you've got the School of Rock, who's going to be renting the place out. And for people who are just tuning in right now, it's 95.9 The Fox. My name is John Kamal, Fairfield County, live and local. We are powered by, I just saw that comment too. We're powered by the Sono Collection. I'm talking to Will Vega from The Acoustic, and he has just announced that The Acoustic has right now been put on life support, and the doors are not closed forever. There is still hope. The Acoustic lives on. So what's you know, School of Rock is helping you guys out, and we're gonna throw them a little shout out to at School of Rock Fairfield. what's the short-term plan going forward? When do you think you're going to start getting shows up?
This is a holiday weekend. I'm talking to a couple of people that I'd like to put something together as soon as even next weekend. And it's probably going to be just weekend events at this for a while, you know, Friday, Saturdays, you know, depending on the weather, Saturday, Sundays in the parking lot, if that all works out.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Save the electric bill for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's, you know, enjoy the nice weather if we can.
Yeah.
I don't want to piss off my neighbors. So that I got to make sure everybody's cool with it.
Right? Yeah. Yep.
But no, so I'm going to be like, you know, we're going to be scheduling those events ASAP as soon as possible. I know a lot of people that are anxious to get in and be a part of it and play. We're certainly trying to raise some money, and a lot of them will be benefits for the club. We'll be also trying to feature whatever kind of like, sort of premier acts as well. I'm thinking about doing like an open mic series where we kind of invite, obviously it'll be all, you know, already worked out, as you can't just have.
Right. Yeah.
Again, we have to sort of work by the guidelines, but a series that kind of captures that atmosphere of our open mic and some of our regular performers and stuff like that.
And
that's going to be happening ASAP. In the meantime, I'm kind of still looking to put together that team, that partnership, to help us carry on permanently, not just to carry us over this hump here.
So if you're, you know, if you're out there and you're listening and you're, you know, you've got some money and you're looking to partner up and become a part of a place that is really just an absolute, you know, cornerstone of the community, contact, you know, talk to Will Vega here. All right. You know, partner up. I'm sure you guys have Venmo and all that stuff up. After this, I'm going to link that up directly to the Fairfield County Live and Local Facebook page. So if you want to donate, you can get those links there.
And obviously each event, as we book the events, that information will be there, but it's, if anybody remembers that last live stream, I totally screwed up the Venmo.
You put your own.
Well, it was originally my own, and then a friend of mine tells me like, "Oh, you could change it really easy, just the name."
The
Acoustic BPT, so it's like searchable. I'm like, that's a great idea, but I didn't tell Dave, the dude who made the graphic and everything, till mid show. Someone's like, "Hey, I'm trying to, it's not working." I'm like, "Oh, that's because I changed the name."
I didn't have a PayPal account until that night, because I kept trying to find you. And I was like, I don't understand. Where's Will?
See, that's why I need help. All right.
And now I have a PayPal account. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, I should get a credit from PayPal or something. It's the Acoustic BPT is both of them actually.
Gotcha. PayPal. Gotcha.
But, yeah, so no, that's, you know, we're gonna be planning events. We, you know, people are always asked, what can we do? It's like, you know, tune into the events, donate if you can, whatever you can, you know, come to the, you know, if we're able to have ones with people in attendance, you know, come if you can, buy tickets if you can, you know, really just contribute in any way that you can. And if anybody's interested in a bigger capacity, certainly reach out to me, just the email that's at our website, or the booking email, booking@theacoustic.rocks. We'll get to me and we can go from there or whatever.
Nice. Just looking to expand, looking to get some more partnerships and looking to actually get some summer shows. Thank God.
Yeah.
To kind of wrap this up, what do you think going forward, you know, this whole thing is going to look like? Not even just the acoustic, but just, you know, shows at venues of your size in general.
Well, it's super difficult. Venues at our size are, you know, usually independently owned,
right?
Which is where it becomes tough, because we're not sitting on some reserve of cash to be like, oh, I could just be closed and afford all of this for months at a time. you know, I think it's a different story if it's something put together, you know, as a nonprofit or, you know, it's done through the city or the state or a theater organization. You know, there's a lot of different scenarios that, you know, event spaces exist under. Mm-hmm. And it's just hardest, I think, for small venues like this that I just, you know, there's, yes, everybody's like, oh, didn't you get the loan, the PPP loan, the disaster loan? It's like, yeah, it's like a Band-Aid. It got me through
right
May, you know, or never April. I should not even
brutal.
May.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Close. It's the middle of March. You know, it's crazy. God. It's like, yeah, it's insane. And just as like time's ticking, you're like, oh my God. And I think it's going to take a long time. You know, I think there's ways that we can be creative, and luckily it's summertime. And you know, we can try to take advantage of that, but I don't know. It's going to be, you know, you know, there's all this, you know, talk of a second wave, you know, if things get shut down again, it's like, God forbid, you know, but
possibly in the fall. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, it's like, look, people's lives are more important, that as much as, we're struggling, and I appreciate everybody's, love and support, want people to be okay. And I feel like that kind of comes first. But so it's very just, it's, you know, we don't know, right? It's very unsure. I think on the bigger side of things, and as we all know, like a lot of bigger venues and tours and things like that have shut down because, you know, there's a lot more investing and planning that go into things like that, festivals, you know, major tours. I think the small venues are going to be the thing that you can sort of do. But again, you can't have, you know, a couple hundred people in a room breathing on each other.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like the worst scenario, you know?
Well, and I mean, I think that using the parking lot is going to be a really cool idea.
Yeah. We got to get creative with it. You know, but
I mean, Walrus did that for Black Rock Day or something like that. They would do
Walrus Fest.
Oh, it was just Walrus Fest. It was their own day. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's great, dude. It's just such great news, man.
I'm actually really hopeful that I think somehow this crisis, you know, this global pandemic may actually just sort of like project us into an even better acoustic, you know? You know, fingers crossed, like, you know, like there's still a lot to work out. We're still digging ourselves out of a debt and all this, but I, you know, just maybe with everybody's, you know, support, we may have ourselves an even better venue at the end of the tunnel, you know?
Yeah, dude. Well, and again, I mean, and you know, it's clear just from talking to you, but I think, our friend right here, Jim Class, that's not your real name. said it best. If it is your real name, I apologize. That's awesome, Jim Class. You know, this is not a money making operation. This is a labor of love. It's corny saying, but it's true.
Yeah.
And it's so important to this area that we all call home. And just to the Connecticut music scene at large. I mean, you know, I talk to bands from all over the state constantly. And the acoustics always something that gets brought up, you know, whether it's someone who's reached a national touring level or a band that just started out. You can see such a wide variety of art there.
Yeah.
And I'm just so happy that it's going to continue. Any last thoughts before we wrap this thing up?
No, I think, you know, just can't wait to get some shows together and start seeing people, whether in person or online. Looking forward to bring you some more entertainment.
That's great, man. Well, listen, it's, you know, it's the best news I've heard this week. The acoustic lives. This is Fairfield County Live and Local. We're presented by the Sono Collection. It's John Kamal from 95.9 The Fox. This will be uploaded to our podcast. You can check out the Live and Local podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, all the places that you get your stuff. We've got band interviews, artist interviews, you know, and also interviews with people in the industry like Will. So you can check all that stuff out. Check out 95.9 The Fox Sunday nights at 9 to get an hour of local music from bands that you could see at the acoustic. Last but not least, Will, thanks so much for joining me tonight. Thank you for giving me the exclusive on that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Stick around for a second after I take us off live, because I want to ask you just one or two other things. But the acoustic lives. Let it be known. Yeah. Let it be known. I'll see you guys later. Thank you.
Yeah.